Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
What is that rash that your children have? When do you take them to the doctor? When do you just take care of it yourself? What if your children are starting to get warts on the back of their hand and they're embarrassed and horrified? All of these little skin ickies show up. And as a parent, some things are easier to deal with than others. My guest is Dr. Preeti Parikh. She's Assistant Clinical Professor of Pediatrics at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parikh. So skin things that our children show up with, what are some of the most common skin problems that you see?
Some of the most common problems I see are warts. I also see eczema a lot in my practice. And dry skin, especially now in the winter time, seeing a lot of that, seborrheic dermatitis, and molluscum, which is another common skin condition that I see in a lot of children.
Okay, so if somebody calls your office and says, Dr. Parikh, my little one has a rash, do I have to bring her right in, or what do I do? What do you tell them?
One of the most important things when you call your doctor is your doctor will ask you a lot of questions is the history, because most rashes, the good news is, are benign and not a big deal. But the more important thing is, well, the association of the rash. Did your child just take a new medication? Did your child have a fever? Has your child recently been sick and then this rash has developed? Is it bothering your child? Is it itchy? Is there any kind of pus coming out? What does it look like? And also, has the child ever gotten this rash before? Have you introduced any new foods or new detergents or creams or lotions that this may potentially be an allergic reaction? Has your child recently been outside and got bit by an insect, or is it a sting bite? So there's a lot of information that your doctor will ask you to help make a decision if this is something of an emergency that your child needs to be seen for, or is this something that can be washed for a couple of days and you can use over-the-counter medications and see how the child is doing with the rash.
So over-the-counter medications, you know, obviously we like Aquaphor. We've talked about it on this show for eczema, dry skin, you know, something really greasy without alcohol usually works well. But if it doesn't always work just like it should, do you like hydrocortisone mixing a little? Can we put that on rashes, a little Benadryl or a little, you know, any of these things to see if the rash goes away?
Well, yes. Yeah. So depending on the rash, when you talk to your pediatrician, or if your child is itchy, hydrocortisone can help. It is an anti-inflammatory, and steroid cream, which helps with the inflammation, which makes that rash look red, and it can help with the itching and help decrease the redness. So you can definitely try over-the-counter, which is a hydrocortisone 1% is what usually you can find. Benadryl will help more with the, there's topical and there's also oral that you can take. That helps more with just the itching, so you can try that and see if it can help. And if it's a fungal infection, there are also over-the-counter fungal, antifungal medications like Lotrimin, which you can try. So if it may be a ringworm, the Lotrimin actually would be better to try than, say, hydrocortisone. So if you're not sure, you can try it as over-the-counter, or just talk to your doctor first and see what they would recommend. But there are definitely options out there, and depending on what the rash is, it can definitely help your child.
Great advice. Call your doctor first. Tell the history. Tell your doctor exactly all the things that have been going on with your child, eating new foods or new clothing or, as you say, ringworm, anything they might have been exposed to, and your doctor will give you advice, but that it doesn't always hurt to try something too, along with your doctor's advice, the over-the-counter, you know, cortisone creams, Benadryls, whatever, Lotrimin. You can try these things and be sure and confer with your doctor. Now, warts. My little one got one on her pinky, and it got so tall we did have to go to the dermatologist. It didn't grow wide. It grew tall, and kids get warts, Dr. Parikh, and they're horrified because they don't want their friends to see. They don't, you know, are warts contagious? That's the first question. And second question, what do you do about them?
So warts are contagious. Warts are caused by germs called viruses. And the particular virus is called human papillomavirus, HPV, and they come in many strains. And they affect any area of the body, but they tend to invade like warm, moist places. So if your child has a small cut or scratch, they become more prone to it. The good news is they're usually painless, and unless they're on the bottom of the feet or if in an area which gets aggravated or touched a lot, so it gets bumped and it gets aggravated. It can last, unfortunately, for some. It can last days, weeks, months, and even up to a couple of years. When to treat it is if, like you were saying, your child was embarrassed by it, if it becomes more of a cosmetic issue, or definitely if it's painful. But otherwise, you don't necessarily have to treat it. There are a couple treatments out there. There's over-the-counter treatments, something called salicylic acid, which is a mild acid that you can put on the warts. It's sold in drugstores and comes in different forms, like a liquid or a patch. And if you decide to try it, and if it's not working, then you can also try duct tape. And you can actually do both of these at the same time. Duct tape, it does sound weird to do it, but it actually there has been some efficacy with it. That people have found that it does help. And the silver tape is actually what helps the best. If you see that within 2 weeks it's not working, then it's probably not going to work and you should talk to your doctor. But if you do see using the duct tape and the salicylic acid it's working within 2 weeks, you can actually give it another 2 weeks of the same treatment and see how it's going. But if at that point you're not seeing any improvement, then you should talk to your doctor. And your doctor can do some different treatments in their office. So either your pediatrician can do it in their office, or they may recommend you to go to a dermatologist. And the treatments that are found there are they can freeze the wart off with special fluid that gets very cold. It's called liquid nitrogen. They can also treat the wart with a medicine called cantharidin that destroys the warts. Or they could shave the wart off with a knife after numbing the skin, or prescribe a skin cream that helps the body get rid of warts. So there are different treatments that your doctors can also try once you've tried the over-the-counter and if it's not working. In terms of being contagious, because it is a virus, it is contagious. And so if your child is scratching it or picking at it, it can spread to other parts of the body. So that's something that you should talk to your child about, trying not to do that. Also, making sure that your child washes their hands and skin regularly and well. If you yourself touch your child's wart, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will get it yourself, but there is a chance of that. So make sure you wash your hands with soap and water. And also, when you're at your pool club or anywhere there's public showers or locker rooms, ask your child to wear waterproof sandals or flip-flops. That also can help prevent, because if someone does have a wart, you can get it from a surface that has touched it. So doing some prevention that way can also help decrease the chance of getting warts.
Wow, I just learned a lot, Dr. Parikh, and I will warn parents away from using Freeze Away on your own, because it is painful and it doesn't always work and you end up at the doctor anyway. But that's such good advice. And remember, you don't want your children sharing towels if one of them has a wart. Like if you're in the bathroom, have them not share their hand towels, washing hands, trying not to pick and scratch at it. You can try some of the over-the-counters and definitely duct tape. I can attest to this. It does work very well. And if it doesn't, then you certainly call your doctor. Maybe you need to make an appointment with a dermatologist and try some of these things. But as Dr. Parikh said, warts are contagious. You want to make sure that your children wash their hands, keep the area very clean, and wear flip-flops in public showers, because, you know, you can pick these kinds of things up and they are not pretty. And for some kids, it is definitely a vanity issue. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of the great information, you can always listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at RadioMD.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.